Welcome back to the Overdrive edition of InfoWars.com. I usually would leave this up to Alex and his temperamental passions to take the information into Overdrive. However, we do have breaking information, and I want to try to cover what I can of it. We're going to do in-depth coverage tonight on the InfoWars Nightly News. And don't forget, we're doing trials right now of PrisonPlanet.tv. So really, anyone should be able to sign up and tune in. We also have a lot of Christmas specials if you're interested in sharing this information with your friends to help us grow this broadcast. Now, Kurt Nemo just put out the article, Salente, CMA did not guarantee oversight in MF Global Scandal. Bloomberg reports today that CME, the world's largest futures exchange, may face liability in the MF Global scam that has bilked customers out of nearly $1 billion. Back on October 30th, it was reported that CME noticed a shortfall in MF Global's segregated client funds, but did not immediately report it to the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. And they were supposed to oversee it. And their behavior is especially suspect after $600 million fell into a black hole. And there were reports, too, that the money went to J.P. Morgan. Paul Joseph Watson also wrote earlier today on the same issue of how the missing money was reportedly sent to J.P. Morgan. And there's suspicions also reported in plenty of other newspapers, including the New York Times. Now, Gerald Celente contacted us during a break, and he has a video. We're going to play it, I would imagine, in just a moment here, and then we'll get Patrick Henningsen's comments regarding how they were supposed to guarantee these transactions, but apparently did not and have even compromised the future positions. You know why Celente's angry, but we should all be mad about this. And as Henningsen said, it's going on systematically in other entities as well. Do we have that clip ready, guys? Okay, let's go to it right now.
It's worth pointing out that there are some segments of our financial market that provided a place of shelter for the most damaging parts of the economic crisis. Futures and options markets are chief among them. They function flawlessly, providing liquidity, transparency, and central counterparty clearing services that continued to work throughout the crisis. No customer has ever lost a penny as a result of a clearing member default at CME Group. And that includes the Great Depression up through the most recent economic failure. Even though CME Group and our fellow exchanges are headquartered in Chicago, our businesses are truly global. We continue to dramatically expand our businesses as a consequence of distributing our products worldwide. At CME alone, we now serve customers in more than 85 countries. We serve them through the CME Globex, the most distributed electronic trading platform in the world. We are standing here today at the nerve center of this global operation. What you see around you is the new state-of-the-art for which CME Globex operates around the clock to serve our clients. Roughly 60% of our employees are involved in technology supporting this operation. In fact, we have invested more than $1.5 billion over the past several years, much of that deployed right here in Chicago. To give you a sense of the scale, last year we traded 2.6 billion contracts, representing an underlying value of more than $800 trillion. And since we are the guarantor of every transaction that happens in our markets, we have to guarantee the performance of each and every one of these contracts, which means facilitating the transfer of $800 trillion of risk.
Okay, that's enough of this clip. It goes on from there, but that's the Chicago Mercantile Exchange and their global exchange. And you heard the man. They were supposed to guarantee these transactions, and yet this money has gone missing after these bad bets. Corzine, the former Goldman Sachs executive, as well as senator and governor of New Jersey, has stepped down. Did he have a scandalous role in this? Definitely a question worth asking. And Celente, again, very angrily points out that not only have customers lost money, but they've also lost their future positions. And more importantly, CMA did not honor its, quote, guarantee. So that's a big thing. And we're going to get all into it tonight on the InfoWars Nightly News. So I really hope you tune in for that. We'll stay on the other side of this break, get a few final words from Patrick Henningsen, and we'll then take you to rebroadcast with all the censored and obscured information the globalists don't want you to put the pieces together, decipher, and understand. Thanks for tuning in. InfoWars.com. A few minutes more on the other side, and InfoWars Nightly.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com. Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We are back in overdrive, and we just wanted to cover the unfolding scandal with MF Global and surely many other entities as these banks and hedge fund places and betting places are coming up short on their economic thing bets, as the whole system is so leveraged out that they can't even be called on their obligations. And that's basically what's happened here. You had a game of musical chairs come to a stop, and they were short, not of the globalist money, not of the elites, not the big billionaire players who got word to apparently move their money before MF Global in particular went bankrupt. You had regular customers losing their funds, and you've heard about it from Gerald Celente, and now he's pointing out how the CME, the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, and other entities which were supposed to facilitate these transactions were not honoring their obligations and not keeping a proper eye on this. And look who pays. It's always the customer, just as they steal from the pension funds, the retirement benefits, and all the rest of it. And then you have places like Bank of America getting their $75 trillion in derivatives, somehow FDIC insured. I mean, this is going to be a big problem when the music stops and they call them on these bets and they don't have the money. It's going to be our money that's gone. Patrick Henningsen, I hope you're still on the line with us. Tell us what you think about this.
Yeah, I'm still here, Aaron. Look, what you have with MF Global, like what you have with a lot of institutions now, it's a Ponzi scheme. They basically move the money around and they pay out. When your gold contracts come up and you're expecting delivery for gold or silver, they'll take the money out of someone else's account in order to get that. Obviously, the people, like you said, the insiders got word early. They got their money out. But it's the middle class or the upper middle class or the small to medium-sized investors that's been wiped out. There's been a big trend in the last few years, and a lot of it is up to the work that you've been doing and Ted Anderson and people like that. People have been getting into sound money. They've been getting into gold and silver. And my personal friend of mine was building a nest egg for his children, so they had some inheritance when he passes away eventually or whatever. He's got a future for his kids. That future has been wiped out this week to the tune of 150 grand. And what it is also is basically, I believe the MF Global takedown was a planned takedown. They managed to knock out a huge section of the middle class and people who are into metals and who are into safe commodities and smart investors. They've been knocked out. And a lot of that is that's part of the trend that we're seeing all over the place. It's the elimination of the middle class, and any new regulations that come to play will be coming to play to hurt the small banks, the regional banks, the credit unions, the middle class investors, the small businesses. This is what the globalists want to annihilate. They want to smash that up into as many small parts as they can so that it's a rigged game. You got to have money to make money. You cannot work your way up the system. A middle class is a feature of an advanced civilization. Once you lose the middle class or the upwardly mobile class, and all you're left with is a giant underclass and a very small elite class. And that is the process that we are seeing right now. These things do not happen by accident. I don't believe they do. And I think even that you probably have quite a few listeners out there who are listening to this show right now who also lost money in this recent takedown. So I think I don't know what to say. It's gutting.
No, I agree entirely, and you're totally right. They're wiping out the middle class while they're reconsolidating wealth for that ultra rich, and it seems like only the crooked rise to the top. Well, all I can say is we're going to stay tuned on this. Rob Dew was already planning to cover in depth all this stuff on MF Global and its related scandals with JP Morgan and all the rest of it. And I don't know if Salente will be in contact, but we're going to try to see if he has anything else to add on what he's calling the smoking gun that the CME group was supposed to be guaranteeing these transactions. And it's all falling apart now. And like you said, ordinary investors, medium level investors and so forth, people trying to plan for the future. That's who's getting wiped out, or if, as they report, maybe taking a 40% haircut, Patrick.
Yeah. I mean, look, haircut or no haircut, the word insider trading used to be considered a crime. It used to be something that you could actually catch people for. The global racetrack casino economy that we have right now, it is all insider trading. Washington, insider trading. Congressmen have immunity from insider trading laws. That's come out also this week with the 60 Minute report earlier in the week. Look, it's all insider trading. There's no rule of law in the global financial casino. I cannot walk into a casino in Vegas with and put a $1,000 bet down on the blackjack table and buy it for $10. But yet, if you're in Wall Street, you can do this. And who's going to pick up the tab if there's a loss? The taxpayer will pick up the tab, or will pay for it in the form of inflation. So the whole game is rigged, and all these Occupy Wall Street people, the Occupy London people, they need to take a look at the monetary system. That should be the primary focus. How
Absolutely.
Money is created, how debt is created. If they're not doing that, personally, I think they're wasting their time. They need to get educated on the history of money. You can watch The Money Masters for free on YouTube. There's a lot of great films out there. Freedom to Fascism by Aaron Russo. If you know about these things, you need to start passing them right now to people who don't know about these things. And people need to get educated. Otherwise, you're in the dark. And if you're in the dark and you're complaining that you don't like the system, then I can't have a lot of sympathy for you, because the information is out there. We live in a digital information age. People need to start taking advantage of that now. So if you have this info, get it out to your friends, get it out to your family, because they might actually be in line to be knocked out in an MF Global type collapse in the future with another institution. You need to get ahead of the curve. Don't be behind the curve. Get ahead of the curve. And that's what we're trying to do here. That's what the whole effort with the information war is about, is to get people ahead of the curve.
You hit the nail on the head, Patrick. I've never heard you so on fire. It is an information war. That's why you need to get this rebroadcast out about all the censored geoengineering and chemtrail information, all the hidden science, elite, scientific dictatorship information, and the police state information that's consuming us in the midst of this global economic meltdown crisis that they have rigged for their exclusive advantage to bring the rest of us down. Thank you very much for joining us, Patrick. Keep us tuned on Occupy Wall Street on this global situation and all the other things you cover at your website, 21stCenturyWire.com, as well as for InfoWars.com and other publications that you contribute to. Thanks so much. Get the rebroadcast out, and definitely tune in for the InfoWars Nightly News tonight, because we're going to cover all this breaking MF Global information. Thanks, everyone, for joining us.
Start releasing the information and reports. This is just a small part of it right here. Government documents, hour after hour of them on video. Okay? And then I just said, look, he was literally out there 20 minutes ago before we went live. I said, get in here. We got to present what you've got. All these video clips, all this documentation, it's so frustrating. Will the yuppies even watch? Will they even care? Because you get into how they denied this stuff existed, but the people that broke down what they were doing accurately name the chemicals that were being used. But the question is, how long has it been happening? Why is it happening? What's the end game? I'll tell you the end game here at the first, then we'll go to Aaron. The end game is aluminum dioxide in all the soils. When you've got to go to companies like Monsanto, they're coming out with whole seed lines that will grow in aluminum poisoned soil. But that's only part of it. It's about the seed banks, the seed arcs, all of this. It's about weather weapons shutting down regions that don't play ball. They're already talking about a Chicago mercantile system that will bet on the weather. Well, it's going to be a rigged casino. They don't set up casinos without putting their, you know, finger on it, without controlling it. This is about playing God. This is about world government. And this is about genocide and population reduction. Aaron, I'm going to interject points here, but we've only got about 25 minutes, and we'll come back and do part two, part three, part four, because this is so important. It shows how they can keep something bigger than the Manhattan Project secret. We expose it over the years accurately, and they come out and go, yeah, okay, we've been doing it, it's secret, but it's for your own good. And we admit it's happening, but the details are secret. So you've got the floor. Go through as much as you can, the video clips, all of it. This is incredible information.
Yeah, just like you saw back in the 70s with Kissinger and the food as a weapon plans under national security, you see global warming and chemtrails under a national security proposal. And you'll see a lot of the quotes here of Kissinger talking about food as a weapon. Is the U.S. prepared to accept food rationing to help people who can't or won't control their population growth? They're talking about withholding food aid. Would food be considered an instrument of national power? You've heard the Club of Rome talking about how mankind itself is the enemy when it comes to environmental concerns like global warming and the rest of it. The real enemy is mankind. That is from the 1990s with the Club of Rome group. And then coming up,
that was the head of the CFR, too. He's also Club of Rome. That was Haas saying that.
Oh, these groups all interlock, Alex. And you see here where the Air Force wants to, quote, own the weather by 2025 and more to use it against the enemy and to help their own forces. And it goes on to, it's not cued properly, but Secretary of Defense William Cohen admitting that weather weapons exist, that they can create hurricanes, earthquakes, and the rest of it. So this stuff is admitted, but it is hidden behind a national security pretext, Alex.
Is that the right document?
Well, you've got weather as a force multiplier, owning the weather 2025, and after that is the quote about William Cohen and how they are able to use weather weapons.
Well, take your time. I know I said we're in a hurry, but take your time as
right
we get
here,
these.
Global warming has been called a security threat because it's going to disrupt all these places where there could be droughts or food shortages, and you can guess who's going to be there to create the solution. Here you've got William Cohen saying others are engaging in a type of eco-terrorism where they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes, volcanoes remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves. It's real. That's the reason we have to intensify our efforts. He said that in 1997 when he was Secretary of Defense.
That was Army times, yeah.
And the point is, all these military researchers, all these national security people, are able to manipulate the weather. They're spraying God knows what up there. We know what some of it is. A lot of it's aluminum and sulfur dioxide and the rest of it. But they've created this.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that's just the beginning of this long geoengineering special. Just getting into the military and national security stuff behind their reasoning. They admit the Earth is dimming. Stay tuned. There's a whole lot more on the other side. Infowars.com. We're going to cover it all today.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satansshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. satansshow.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
With new financial dominoes falling each day, do you know who really runs this country? This is Alex Jones with a special message about the gangster economy. Folks, if you're lucky enough to have a little money set aside for a rainy day, this could be the most important message you'll ever hear. I want to tell you about an exciting new book that reveals how to keep the gangster economy from murdering your money. That's right, murdering your money. Learn about the 14 vicious dominoes of destruction set to unleash hell on earth for savers and investors. Learn the 11 ways to play gangster economy judo and win. Learn how to beat the bad guys at their own game. Learn ingenious ways to profit in the new gangster economy. To read more about this amazing new book, don't wait. Go to gangstereconomy.com. That's gangstereconomy.com. Don't let the bad guys destroy your money. Go to gangstereconomy.com.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
Ira Haynes, call him drunken Ira Haynes, he will answer anymore, not the whiskey drinking Indian or the Marine that went.
We are back on the Alex Jones Show. Aaron Dyke sitting in. We are expecting Alex to pop in sometime later in the broadcast. We'll see what time that is. We're going to try to take some calls as well. And we have Patrick Henningsen, an InfoWars writer, joining us later in the broadcast. And there is news such as this analysis piece. The technocratic revulsion begins. Photos and video as thousands of Italians protest Mario Monti's banker government. And Mario Monti is a very transparent banking puppet. He's been attending Bilderberg as long as my research on it goes back for quite a long time. I've been following it intently since at least 2006 when I went with Alex to Canada in Ottawa for the Bilderberg meeting. We were held at the border, and Mario Monti is very much on the inside of that banking clique. Now he's taken over Italy and proposes a technocrats government. There's people protesting. At least one of the protesters said, "We don't want the banks to rule, and Monti's government is not the solution." And it's definitely a situation where the bankers would rule. I heard Gerald Celente on the program yesterday. I really liked his quote that technocrats are just bureaucrats who know how to use computers to cook the books. That's a close paraphrase. I don't know if it's word for word, but he's definitely got a point there. Now, we're in the middle of examining geoengineering and what the layperson has come to call chemtrails. And it's something that independent researchers have latched onto for more than a decade. Really said, what are they spraying and why? And those people have been told, you're crazy, this isn't happening. At the same time, you've had a flutter of news for the past, almost a decade. And here we have the BBC News talking about headline, why the sun seems to be dimming. And they go on to talk about the solar energy reaching the surface and how they're trying to offset that due to global warming. You have Earth's dimming skies before and after. That's in Wired Science in 2009, March 13. And you could see a picture side by side with the Golden Gate Bridge where the shade of the sky has changed due to spraying things into the atmosphere and otherwise trying to modify the solar radiation coming to Earth because they think that is the way to fight global warming. And it will have all kinds of unforeseen consequences. Or perhaps they are foreseen. Again, as I pointed out, just based on the Bertrand Russell quotes alone, we really don't know what this so-called government's up to anymore. We do know about their policy papers and all the rest of it. And we're going to get back into that clip, the expose that I did with Alex on the nightly news from the previous broadcast. But we have unilateral geoengineering. That's the Council on Foreign Relations workshop. Where they put forward the same strategies that Nobel Prize winner Paul Crutzen put forward to spray sulfur into the atmosphere. They talk about producing low-lying clouds based off ocean mist. They talk about other ways to change what they term albedos. Albedos is just a fancy word for reflectivity. So they want to change the Earth's physical surface from darker shades to more reflective light shades. That means changing buildings, building codes, pavements, massive money we're talking about here potentially. And they also want to launch solar reflective mirrors into the Earth's orbit, into space, and a massively expensive project that obviously would have military overlays as well. And that's really the point here. Behind the curtain of national security, there is another agenda with this geoengineering. It has to do with controlling the population and dominating in a military capacity, among other things. But it's sold to us after a lot of complaining about what are these chemtrails, et cetera, on the pretext of fighting global warming. And just to put that into perspective, you also have Dennis Kucinich's bill, H.R. 2977, that he proposed back in 2001. And keep in mind, this was, I guess, a year after the Project for a New American Century, PNAC, put out their document on the 21st century American empire, rebuilding America's defenses, which, among other things, talks about using biochemical weapons and about dominating in space, about owning space. There's also the Air Force document, Owning the Weather by 2025, using weather as a force multiplier. So they are using weather for military dominance capabilities. We know they've been doing that at least in a testing phase since the early 20s, both on the Russian and American side with cloud seeding. We've talked to the experts. And we're going to get into that. But Dennis Kucinich's bill talks about banning exotic weapons, high-frequency weapons, space weapons, and quote-unquote chemtrails. He was just absolutely assailed over that. They tried to tarnish his reputation, but in the end, there's a lot of truth to it, isn't there? We're going to play more of those clips on the other side. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984. Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com, or call 877-327-0365.
Show InfoWars.com. Aaron Dyke sitting in here. Here in the long segment, we're going to get into the meat and potatoes of this geoengineering discussion Alex and I had on the InfoWars Nightly News. It's very groundbreaking. There's a lot of documentation in there. Even this one playing will not be enough. If you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, which should be very easy right now because we have a trial going on this month, and later we have a special for Christmas time where you can get a very cheap package deal for a year subscription. You can also get it with the DVDs and the year subscription for $129.95, I believe. Check that out. We're going to get into the meat and potatoes of that. You want to stop it. You want to look up the documentation to get into it. Because even here on the show, even on the nightly news, we can't begin to get into it. Alex asked me to come on because I have all these documents compiled just related to the admitted geoengineering programs going on and the attempt to see what's going on behind the scenes of that matrix. Because you've got a lot of politicized science, a small niche of the same scientists who are heard at the Council on Foreign Relations and in all these politicized science groups fronting for the global warming thing, assuming on a logical fallacy that all those conclusions are correct, and then moving forward with these radical geoengineering, spraying things into our atmosphere, forever changing the makeup of our atmosphere proposals. And they're doing it, they're testing it, and now they've had hearings on regulation, as you'll hear in the clip, but they've decided not to ban that testing. There's currently no regulation over geoengineering testing, and they really aren't telling us that much about what's going on. Let's cue the rest of that clip now.
Spraying God knows what up there. We know what some of it is. A lot of it's aluminum and sulfur dioxide and the rest of it. But they've created this rationale that it's going to solve global warming. Now let's go.
That's just their cover. They always denied it until 3 years ago. Now they go, we were doing it, but it's secret. It's the same thing. Earth, we're peace snakes. We're peace prize winners.
Yeah. And they admit one of the leading researchers of this whole geoengineering thing is David Keith, and he's got a paper explaining how the cloud seeding for the U.S. and for the Soviet Union goes back to the 20s. And we have clips, I know, from Ben Livingston, if we want to play some.
Ready to go. Yeah, this is Ben Livingston, who was the father of weather weapons. And I saw in a little blurb in an article when they declassified that in the mid-60s they'd certified Stanford, and he'd done it as a meteorologist. This is a guy in like World War II flying into typhoons. I mean, he's a real trailblazer. It's like almost, I think it was 90 when I interviewed him. I think he's still alive, but yeah, this was like 6 years ago. And, you know, the point with Livingston was they could control, steer, create hurricanes in the 60s. So it just shows how far this stuff's come. Let's go ahead and go to that clip.
My name is Ben Livingston. I'm the first person to ever see a cloud with the intention to cause it to do military damage. I know I can say that, and I did it several times before the next person did it. We were doing quite a lot of testing work out over the test range at China Lake, California, where we dropped cloud seeding flares or silver iodide generators into clouds or just where we wanted to see what the reaction was. And it was there when I learned for sure that you could really change a cloud by the amount of silver iodide you put in and where you put it.
These are cloud seeding dispensing units on the side of C-130s. As you can see, they, these units held 52, these dispensers held 52 units.
We were the first ones to fly into hurricanes for the purpose of modifying them, if you will. That was Project Storm Fury. I began to be extremely confident that we could do whatever we about what we wanted to with a hurricane. The Project Storm Fury had been going on since 1961, and they had already done or had done two experiments, one in 61 and 63. Well, by 1964, when I was there in 1964, I wrote the plan and started to have them track and a mission for every flight that was on the hurricane cloud seeding experiments. So we had documentation for everything. Operation and Project Storm Fury are very positive. This report said that we claim they should consider now. If
okay, that's just a short excerpt from an interview I did 6 years ago with Ben Livingston, the father of weather weapons. We're just demonstrating this exists, the cloud seeding, how they do it, moving right along, back to Aaron Dykes, because this is all going on, and you're supposed to just worry about football all day or what Lindsay Lohan's doing. I'm sorry, because what they admit they're spraying is brain damaging the population as neurological disorders go off the charts, as the honeybees die, you name it. Aaron Dykes, continue with your report while we show some footage of videos we were sent from around the world of the geoengineering program.
But Alex, you said this is brain damage. I guess remember, this is all for global warming. It's for our own good. And so you've got all these seemingly wacky proposals to shoot air balloons that spray stuff in the atmosphere, to have little ships that float on the ocean and spray stuff in the atmosphere, to put a hose up into the atmosphere, to have solar reflective things in orbiting the Earth in outer space.
They're just setting the precedent that they control weather.
Yeah, and you've heard them talk about how they want to control the space for the 21st century flight. This is all part of that. It's cloaked under national security and this global warming excuse. And among their other crazy plans is this Albedo's plan to inject particles into the atmosphere and the stratosphere to reflect the radiation. Now, that alone will cause a disruption with the radiation forcing, which will change the weather perhaps in unpredictable ways. They know that, but they're still pursuing it because it's their best cover story.
Only one part. They've got the magnetic field generators, they now admit, in China, Dubai, other places, that are just copies of HARP that are energizing the atmosphere.
But naturally, people have seen the stuff sprayed into the sky, ask questions about it, and as they're proven correctly, want to know more. Well, it all falls under this Albedo's plan. I know we have all these clips here about global dimming and about how shooting sulfur into the atmosphere is going to help that process, and it goes on from there.
But isn't it more trendy just to be into acting cool? I mean, why should we even worry about this? Oh, here's some more articles. Yeah, the solar shield. Now that we've exposed this, oh, we are doing it. We're saving you. We've just been testing it.
Yeah, and they're doing it. And here you see Bill Gates. He not only wants to steer hurricanes, but he's funding the plan to shoot stuff into the atmosphere.
Yeah, none of us have property rights. None of us don't have a right to not breed this because the little control freak chicken neck eugenicist who daddy runs Planned Parenthood says we're going to breed it.
So you see again and again academic papers about modifying clouds, creating artificial clouds. You can read them for yourself. You've got preventing global warming by increasing cloud albedo. This is just a few selections because, as you saw, there's literally hundreds of documents. But here, Paul Crutzen, he won a Nobel Prize, and he's very much at the forefront of this whole thing. He's talking about albedo enhancement through stratospheric sulfur injection. He admits they're going to shoot sulfur particles into the stratosphere and atmosphere to try to cool the planet. And that's one of the main proposals that's tied to this spraying from the planes, because you've also got this one from Jay Gorman about how the stratospheric injection of aerosols can be done with fuel additives, aviation fuel additives. The paper describes the selection and preliminary testing of chemicals that might be used as aviation fuel additives to inject these products, sulfur dioxide and micron-sized silica particles, into the stratosphere from commercial or military aircraft. They admit they're testing it, and when it's tested, they have...
Well, this whole program they call testing, well, when is it coming up where they admit they mix it with the jet fuel, the patents?
This is the one right here. Atmospheric testing could be started almost immediately. Separately, there's other patents where they kind of sketch out ways that they can mix powder and create contrails, such as this one.
Here, guys, let's hit pause on that. Incredible job, Aaron. You've really overdone it as usual. You're calling this just the tip of the iceberg. This is quite an iceberg. Here's some of the patents on the jet engine and how it disperses the sulfur dioxide, the aluminum dioxide, so you can enjoy the massive increases in neurological disorders now plaguing everyone. And this is an InfoWars article from just about a year ago, back last December. And then it lists all the patents, 16191832045865. I mean, folks, don't.
I think there's literally a couple hundred patents.
Don't. Listen, spend your time. I know TV said it was a conspiracy theory. Why don't you go to the U.S. government patent office? I mean, really, learn.
But then people are going to nickel and dime that this wasn't the one they chose to go with. The point is, they have massive amounts of researchers.
The point is, they admit they're testing it. When we learned the name of the passive aerosol program, we found out it's huge. It's going on. All I know is 15, 16 years ago, trails didn't sit there all day. They admit our Earth's dimming from this. Let's continue. Hurry. There's so much more.
Well, there is a whole lot more. We have right now a clip from John P. Holdren, the Obama White House advisor, and then from Paul Crutzen, the guy who won a Nobel Prize for helping to push this.
We're going to get to that in a minute, but have we covered this global dimming plan yet?
Yeah, we just played most of it.
Okay, let's play Holdren and the loving Nobel Prize winner. This is the current White House science czar. They come up with this in the early 90s. They implement it right away with your tax money. A bunch of control freaks playing God. Here it is.
We have to keep geoengineering on the table. We have to look at it very carefully because we might get desperate enough to want to use it. The danger, of course, with geoengineering is the one I was referring to a moment ago. We don't understand the system well enough to predict its responses in detail.
In the first place, we have to reduce the emissions of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. And what can we do then? If that is the case, then maybe we are forced to do something in the stratosphere, and that is to deposit sulfur in the stratosphere. sulfate-containing particles in the atmosphere that reflect solar radiation that will cool the Earth. And artificially, we can think of bringing sulfur in the stratosphere at altitude maybe 25 kilometers, where they then would lead to sulfate particle formation and cooling of the Earth.
Incredible, Aaron. They bring up this made-up crap about global warming or any climate change is unusual, and it's really just their excuse when you get deeper in the documents for weather warfare against the Third World. But just like Obama's the peace president waging war, it's just a total cover story.
Yeah. I mean, for example, they were going to shoot laser particles to blast away the CFCs back in the late 80s and stuff. I mean, take, for example, this out of Portland Down, where somebody wrote asking about the open-air release of zinc-cadmium sulfide in the 50s and 60s, and they say, yeah, we're sorry, but the military reserves the right to open-air test really anything they please.
Yeah, that's U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1520A. Let's show a document cam of this. Here's over in England, and they go, yeah, we spray deadly stuff on you. Yeah, we spray deadly stuff on you. Suck it. Die. We fry little foster kids in microwave ovens. You bet. Now die, sheep. Pay that tax money. We love you. You don't love us, you're a terrorist.
Yeah, and so now we got this whole global warming thing falling apart at the seams. The cover story's busted on that. But they still want to push this geoengineering thing as a solution to a problem a lot of people know is phony. Now, the whole point is they've had hearings in the U.S. and the U.K. on regulating it, and they all call for global solution, and it's all mirrored off of the same proposals that funneled through the Council on Foreign Relations, through various universities.
Back in the 60s?
Yeah, and a handful of scientists like David Keith and Ken Caldera have been steering this through all the different science groups, getting hearings, but always just pushing for let them test, do not ban, and let's have global coordination. Let's cue up the clip now where the Holdren plan correlates with the CFR plan.
Obama science chief eyes drastic climate steps. Thank goodness he's there to save us. Of course, he says he wants to reduce world population by at least 80% and put chemicals in the water to sterilize us. Obama's plan to geoengineer the planet mirrors CFR policy documents. I mean, aren't we lucky we have these guys? I mean, he says he wants to kill us. It's very nice of him, though. But I guess he can't kill himself yet because he has to carry out the plan first. It's very nice of him, though. And he's so incredible with Bill Gates. Yeah, there's the CFR plan, unilateral engineering.
These are the same plans with everyone. Shoot reflective particles into the upper atmosphere, add more clouds in the lower atmosphere, place reflective objects in space. Extremely expensive and stupid.
But then we're not supposed to notice any of this going on, though.
Change the terraform of the Earth. Change the shading of things on the Earth.
Notice, Aaron, the old-timers 18 years ago did the testing in the atmosphere and said these exact chemicals. And then they were proven right, and it's going on, and the Earth's getting dimmer, and the neurological disorders are going up, and we've covered in our report that Paul did, all the universities, people saying aluminum's going up, we don't know why, and all the soil. And then after we expose all this, they go, yeah, we're doing it for the Earth, but the details are classified.
But that's good if they dim the Earth. They're more intelligent than we are.
Well, exactly. Well, they know they like to kill us. I mean, they said so. We're scum.
Yeah.
Well, they're really killing us, but it's kind of a nice little thing. They're saving us, Aaron.
But that's the gravy, I think, is you've had stuff like...
You're not loving like they are?
Kucinich, among others, wrote the bill back in 2001, calling to ban and restrict exotic weapons, including high-frequency weapons that allegedly also didn't exist at one point, as well as, quote, chemtrails, the little buzz.
But we did show the defense secretary admitting they have them.
But now they are holding hearings on geoengineering, which does exist officially now, and they're telling us how good it will be when they regulate it globally, Alex, either using the places that already exist through the United Nations or creating a new...
But I drew a smiley face on it. It's loving.
Well, if we can play the clips now about the international global accords to hold hearings on geoengineering. Government report calls for global authority on planetary geoengineering. That was Steve Watson reporting on it at Prison Planet. And it just gets into all these hearings.
There's the actual report.
Yeah, this one's from the UK, the House of Commons. Regulating geoengineering. Sounds like they're really going to do something about it.
They're going to make sure they're allowed to spray us with one.
They go on to explain how they have a joint agreement with the U.S. and that their committees have gotten together and agreed on geoengineering. They recognize there could be dangers, of course, Alex, but They need an international regulatory arrangement for geoengineering, as you can see here.
And to make it all legal that they're killing us and cutting the water off to Africa and Latin America. Yeah.
And then here how currently it's not subject to regulation. They admit there's no regulation to the testing going on right now. That means they're doing it, Alex. If you read between
the
lines.
Well, no, they admit they've been doing the testing. You can pull up thousands of reports of it. But again, none of these documents exist. It's all a pipe dream.
But here's the regulations, more international regulation between the US-UK deal. Here's from the House of Commons. They talk about the transboundary implications of dealing with these new technologies.
But as the CFR said, we'll just do unilateral global.
Yeah, well, they'll do both.
And they got drones bombing everybody anyways in countries, killing them. I mean, why not?
They can't ban it or create a regulatory framework because the technology is not sufficiently predictable. And they explain, too, how cloud seeding will be included in this, and they're going to have to come up with a legalese definition for geoengineering. And again, what I'm showing is different reports that all call for international agreements. This one out of the Congressional Research Service, they had all kinds of different...
No, this goes on in the real world, and then we're all supposed to watch CNN and Fox and hear Glenn Beck make fun of us and tell us none of that exists. Kind of like there wasn't a Bank of the World or a CFR or a Bilderberg Group. Now they admit it all. But the global governments to save us, Aaron, run by the very banks that implemented it all.
And, of course, you know who's pushing all these genetically modified crops, the stuff they're pushing
on Africa. They sterilize all the animals that eat them, and we see our fertility dropping. But, again, these are nice people. I mean, they openly write papers about how they want to kill us.
Okay, we're going to be back on the other side. I'll break down some of the things I didn't get to cover and maybe point out how they've got to be criminally insane on top of all their other motives. But we'll get into that, and we have censored police state episode clips coming up, and we're going to show how true it has become. Unfortunately, we have to retake this country. Infowars.com, good place to start. Stay tuned.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Information they won't touch with a whatever foot pole in the mainstream media or anywhere else for that matter. Now, there's so much information, I can't claim to be a total scientific expert on every level of things, but I know when something is a lie, I know when there's a cover story going on, and that's what I've personally tried to break down in the geoengineering, if I'm able to make any contribution among the other great researchers who've been trying to analyze what's going on with what's being sprayed in the skies and the rest of it, and it directly overlaps with this politically motivated science agenda to geoengineer the planet in the name of global warming. Now, obviously, there is a huge overlapping cartel of related defense, military, science, and banking interests going on. You see the nexus of it at groups like Bilderberg and the Council on Foreign Relations. You see a strong manifestation in it in genetically engineered crop companies like Monsanto. Just think how much correlation there is between the Rockefeller Foundation, the Gates Foundation, and the acceptance of GMO crops in places like Africa, where they've set up initiatives to push them. They've come up with drought-resistant crops. The same foundations and the same billionaire individuals, Bill Gates chief among them, who have a stake in the global seed vault, who have a stake in weather modification, in cloud seeding, in hurricane steering, the same individuals who have a stake in population control, an attempt to depopulate the planet, who have a stake in vaccinations, and all kinds of other weird science fiction rationales. And I attempted to frame this entire issue around the admissions, the predictions, the anticipations of Lord Bertrand Russell, who explained how there would be different sets of education for the rulers and ruled. Obviously, that would imply also different explanations of what really goes on in the world and what is happening. And that is what we see here today. Now, just in the years 2009, 2010, you finally had the UK and the House of Commons, the United States through various congressional vehicles and other research vehicles, hearings on geoengineering. This one at the House of Commons called the Regulation of geoengineering really sounds like they're going to try to put a lid on things and maybe prevent science and research from going overboard, crossing the line, opening more Pandora's boxes. But are they? If you look in the report, you really see how they acknowledge there's no current restrictions on testing. Repeat, there is no current regulation of geoengineering, chemtrail spraying, or whatever else you want to call it, whatever else might be going on. Furthermore, they make it sound all nice and neat that they need regulation, but what they want to do is narrowly define the term geoengineering under a politically expedient rationale. For instance, they want to exclude cloud seeding and other sort of like normalized weather modification programs. And I would imagine they would also steer clear of things the public has not as much understanding on, HARP-type technologies and other things, which they've also said doesn't exist, just as with the chemtrailing, and yet it does exist. We're just not meant to know about it or to acknowledge it publicly, especially. But when you research it, you see it is going on in the House of Commons. There was a joint agreement, as you saw in the video. I beg of you to pause the video, look up the articles, read them for yourself, get your own understanding. They want to set up a global mechanism to, quote, regulate geoengineering while allowing it to go forward because it's such a good idea for global warming. That's all the time we have in this segment, but stay tuned. We're going to cover censored police state information. On the other side, FEMA camps and more. It's all coming true. Homeland Security is coming down on us. We must fight back. On the other side, we're going to play some bombshell clips they didn't want to air, but it did. InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.